The Burt Show.
Entertainment Buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
At this point, Madonna is going out of her way to create problems at her own show because she's already got this horrible, horrible tendency for being super, super late. All of her fans are really peeved about that. But now she's stopping her shows to complain about air conditioning. That's what happened at a show in Miami. She stood up in the middle of the venue. Obviously, she's on the stage. She stops the show and she says, you know what? I've worked too hard for it to be this cold in here.
I have been waiting for this whole show. I am working my ass off. I deserve it.
I didn't realize air conditioning was a lack of respect.
Well, at Madonna's age, it's usually the other way around. They're too hot. They're looking for air conditioning.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, don't you want it to be cold?
And this is such a Florida thing anyway, isn't it? Any place you go into Florida is like set, the air conditioning is set at 58 degrees.
No, it's not.
Are you kidding? It's freezing.
No, I've spent my fair share of time in a retirement community in Florida. Okay. None of their thermostats are set below 74. Yeah.
Well, that's around the older folk.
Yeah, Madonna is an older folk.
I also lived in Florida my whole life. Can confirm my thermostat was at 74.
Oh my
but
gosh.
You would think, again, Miami, like why in April, why are you going to be upset at the thermostat being on, especially when you're working hard and sweating. When I saw this, I thought, oh, she wants the air conditioning turned up. Mm-hmm. Until I read the articles, yeah. I was like, oh, no, she wants it turned down. And then I got on Twitter because all of her stands were backing her up. And I was like, why is that? I don't understand. Well, I guess when it's too cold, it can be very harmful for your vocal cords.
Oh, yeah,
and
true.
So what she's basically saying is it's too cold. I can't perform. I work so hard. I can't perform how I want to if it's going to be, I don't know, 72 degrees.
I had a different theory about if it was too cold because of what happened with Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin was on stage and she brings celebrities on stage to get lap dances. And Ricky Martin got a lap dance on stage and got a huge erection. And if it's too cold, you can't get one.
When did this happen?
Wait, what?
Yeah, this happened. This happened. I don't
know. Because that's really not Ricky Martin's lane.
Right. Like
it was a lap dance from a man.
Okay. All right.
I mean, yeah, it was. Whoo,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was something to behold.
Just the logistics of this are curious to me also. If you're in a one-bedroom apartment and you need the air conditioning adjusted 2 degrees, you're going to feel that in about 10 minutes, right? She's in a stadium.
Yeah.
What are they really going to do, and how much effect is it going to have over the course of the next hour?
I think, though, if you turn the air conditioning off with all those people in there... I bet it would warm up significantly quick.
Probably.
It's going to get real sweaty real quick. Well, speaking of Madonna, JoJo Siwa had to apologize to her. So she actually came out a couple of days ago, and when she was talking about this new song, Karma, that's making so many headlines, she caused a little bit of controversy by saying that she started a new genre of music called gay pop. She said, when I first signed with Columbia, I said I wanted to start a new genre of music. And they said, what do you mean? And she's like, it's called gay pop. It's like K-pop, but it's gay pop. And everyone's like, gay pop has existed for decades. Have you not heard of Elton John, Madonna, George Michael, Hailey Kiyoko, Kehlani, Janelle Monáe, all these people? And so finally TMZ caught up with her and she retracted her statement.
Do you want to go back on your statement and say that you weren't the inventor of gay pop?
I'm definitely not the inventor of gay pop, for sure not. But I do want to be a piece in making it bigger than it already is.
Okay.
I want to bring more attention to it.
Okay.
I'm not the creator, but I'm not the president, but I might be like the CEO or the like CMO.
She might need to bring some more positive attention to it because I'm not sure anybody wants to listen to more gay pop after hearing Karma. But I don't think it's resonating well with people. Rihanna, she's revealing what plastic surgery procedure she would want to undergo, which why? She's Rihanna. She's literally stunning and perfect. What more could you want to look like? But she recently did an interview with Interview Magazine and she says, I want my boobies pinned back to my shoulders right where they used to be. I don't want implants. I just want a lift. But what I also thought was interesting was she revealed the one plastic surgery she would never want to get done. And she said that she would never get a BBL. She'll just stick to doing squats in the gym.
I'm mad at that. As a fellow mom, I want my boobs back where they used to be as well. I get it.
Pinned to the shoulders, huh?
Something.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, the gravity and breastfeeding does a hell of a number to you, Tatas, man.
Have you ever seriously thought about it?
No, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, it is what it is.
Is there a plastic surgery thing you would never get done? Like, even if it was for free and you know it would come out perfect?
Oh, I think the boob job. Like, even if it was for free, I think the idea that it's so significant and, like, actually going under, I don't think I would, I don't think I'd have the gonads to do it.
Yeah. Can confirm. It's terrifying. Matt Lauer made his first public appearance since his very public firing and reportedly has his next gig. I'll tell you more on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.